Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us. This will be one of the last radio broadcasts of the first month of the new year, the month of January. 2010 is almost over. Hard to believe. Again, it's Friday, the 29th day of January, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. TV and movie star Dean Haglund will be joining us here in studio today. Told me he was going to be in town, wants to interview me for a documentary he is making for the last 4 years. And he's getting ready to wrap that documentary up, wants to pop in and talk today. So we'll be having discussions with Dean Haglund here live on air. Of course, Dean worked on The X-Files and the spinoff Lone Gunman. Famously, they had an episode 6 months before 9/11 where a secret group in the government hijacks a jet by remote control, a passenger jet, to fly into the World Trade Center to blame it on Afghanistan as a pretext to launch a new war and set up a police state in the United States. The criminal group within the Pentagon uses a drill to make NORAD stand down. Of course, 6 months later, the exact same thing actually happened in reality. So we'll talk about revelation of the method, why the globalists do this, and a lot more coming up in the second hour today. We have the customary visit with Bob Chapman on the economy and the Bankergate situation that is taking place. George Soros is running around trying to drive down the price of gold so he can buy it up, of course. We'll discuss that with Bob Chapman. And then climatologist Tim Ball will be popping in for about 30 minutes in the last hour today. And the broadcast, of course, will be jam-packed with key information and news. Obama was laughed at during his State of the Union after calling ClimateGate, climate change evidence, overwhelming. And he got laughed at. And then Vice President Biden laughed behind him, and so did Pelosi. Just, it's all very funny, a big joke on the people of the country. And on the climate takeover situation, I can't keep my eye on everything. I tend to look out internationally and nationally with what's happening. And I've known for a year, but now it's crept up on us, that Austin wants to have a complete and total takeover of every facet of our lives. And that the federal government and UN are openly bragging that they are running this system. And they brought in feds and internationalists and others to run the operation in Austin, Texas. And Paul Watson's writing an article about that right now that'll be out before the show ends today. They're set to vote on it. The city council is saying next month. And they admit, this is the city council admitting, along with Austin Energy, that it will cost $2.6 billion. Now, generally, government underestimates what something will cost by about a third. It'll probably end up being over $6 billion. If they say it's a billion, it's $3 or $4 billion. If they say it's $2 billion, it's $6 or $7 billion. If they say it's $2.6 billion, it'll probably be $10 billion. By the time they're done, a total takeover, cutting off Austin Energy, scrapping coal-fired plants. This started over a decade ago where they would take city-owned plants and just shut them down. Bilderberg Group is involved in this big time. We covered that in 2008 with what happened in Turkey when Rick Perry went there. We told you it was about shutting off the energy to Texas. K-Baby's involved in that as well. So that is coming up. That's the tip of the iceberg. You'll want to stay with us, ladies and gentlemen, because this is going to be a jam-packed transmission today on this Friday edition.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dean Haglund, X-Files and Lone Gunman star, will be joining us in studio to talk about the New World Order, the whole global government system, his take on it in studio next hour. Bob Chapman, Dr. Tim Ball, and others joining us today. Let me get into a massive news blitz right now. First off, we have defeated Copenhagen. Even George Soros admitted at Davos yesterday that it has completely fallen apart and that they've got to regroup and try to bring in their global governance taxes. He went on to say that the large central banks of the world will just increase their fraudulent power of SDRs, where they just issue themselves massive amounts of funding, and that they will simply go in and buy up and pay off the third world and the first world to adopt this system. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger, in the last day of the conference last month, as it fell apart, he said that they were going to do an end run around the Congress, around the House and Senate. The Senate's refused to pass it. They said they would do an end run around it and would go to the state and local level and implement this taxation system. And the test city on the UN's own website, on all the big phony environmentalist websites, is Austin, Texas, and Los Angeles and San Francisco, and several other cities where they believe they've got control. Austin openly gets awards from leaders of foreign governments like Vicente Fox for not following laws, for making Austin a sanctuary city. It is a lawless city that does whatever it wants and is fully controlled by offshore corporations. It is involved in violations of state law. The city cannot just do whatever it wants in violation of state law. They can't shut down gun shows without a law because they feel like it. They can't put a $2.6 billion tax, and that's Austin Clean Energy and Security Act. That's what they themselves are saying. I got up at 5:30 this morning, turned on News Radio 590, and heard Austin Energy itself telling us how great this was going to be and telling us that it was going to create jobs. Really, Spain did this, and for every green job they created, they lost 2.2 jobs, and each job created cost $700,000, even though the average person in Spain with a green job was paid the equivalent of $51,000. Why not just give people $700,000? No, the $700,000 is paid into select globalist so-called green energy companies that Pachauri, the head of the IPCC, that Barack Obama, the president, that the former vice president, Al Gore, the Rothschilds, they're all over the news making taxpayer money out of these scams. They've got 20-year-old technology that's cost over $1 billion outside Austin and Bastrop that produces less power from solar than one small coal-fired plant they shut down known as the Holly Street plant in downtown Austin on the river. Now, that's how scams work. $700,000 goes to the corrupt corporations for every stinking job they create. Here's News Radio 590 reporting, Austin's carbon reduction plan, more than cap and trade. Bill proposes a higher level immediately than even what the treaty calls for, at least a 30% cut in our, quote, carbon dioxide output. Austin Energy's carbon reduction plan calls for Austin's CO2 emissions to be reduced by a greater amount than what the Austin Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009 called for. They're going even further than what the UN calls for, even further than what Austin said it would do last year. That way they know people will fight them and they'll say, okay, we'll just go with what we wanted last year, a $1.5 billion tax. Also known as the cap and trade bill, the act was passed by the U.S. House of Representatives in June, but not the Senate, and calls for emissions to be reduced by 17%, it's actually about 30, by 2020, compared to the record recorded levels of 2005. Austin Energy head Roger Duncan says the local utility plan calls for a 20% reduction. To see the presentation Duncan presented to the Austin City Council, click here. Duncan says putting the plan in place would potentially cost the city around $2.6 billion just to launch it, not just your cost. This is a taxing grid. That's just the cost of this. He says Austin Energy consumers would expect to see slight rate increases in 3 years. Yes, slight. Natural gas is absolutely cheap right now. What is it, $3 per British cubic thousand feet or whatever? It was $15 a year ago. But gas prices are more in this town. It's totally clean burning. But the environmentalist, and I heard him on newscast last night, saying they've got to get rid of gas use in Austin by taxing you when you use natural gas. Here we are in Texas, enough natural gas to run the entire planet. Oh, yes, the U.S. producing more than any other country, passing Russia last year. But we have to have a tax on it. You can't have that cheap energy. No, 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 no. Duncan says putting the plan in place could potentially cost the city around $2.6 billion just to put in the ugly wind farms. Just to put the stinking wind farms in. And then each wind farm puts out such a small amount of power that you end up losing most of the power in the transmission of it to the cities. Because they want to build the things 100 miles from here. It turns out in the studies it uses takes more energy than you end up saving to build the stinking things. And I've asked Watson to dig up that Statesman article from 6 months ago where they admit the Pentagon's involved in Austin and they're sending former black op commanders and colonels, it listed their names in the paper, to run things in Austin and that they're running it. Yes, we're all going into serfdom here in Austin. Total slavery to these people. Now remember, I told you, they can't get the Congress to pass it, so they're going to take over your cities. They come in with unlimited foreign bank money that they've looted and stolen from the taxpayers. They shut off your energy and then make you buy their overpriced energy and make money putting the systems in. States to lead carbon markets as federal plan stalls. I just thought I'd pull that up from January 7th from Bloomberg. It's not just Alex Jones saying it. It's their official battle plan. And Lee Leffingwell, the horrid mayor we have, says that next month they're going to pass this. They're going to have a staged town hall. Everyone needs to get to that town hall. We need to get a massive protest set up now. Everyone needs to go down there. Everyone needs to be there. Now, what the city will do is they'll give permits to their pets. You don't need permits to protest. People have won lawsuits over and over again in Austin. I don't get permits to protest in Austin. The only place you have to get it is for the time on the steps of the Capitol. If you want their broadcast system, their radio system, their PA system, you don't have to get one to be out on the front of the Capitol. What they'll do is they'll have all their NGO pets out there, and then when the real Americans show up, they'll run in and cause a fracas and then say that you're not allowed to be there protesting. That's how they run their operations now, we've discovered. But again, we need people all over the country to go to this yet unannounced meeting time next month in their fake town hall. Now, we went and shot down the Patriot Act in Austin. And we're going to do the same thing this time, ladies and gentlemen. This is a major battle line, a front line fight, ladies and gentlemen, a front line fight against the New World Order coming up. States to lead carbon markets as federal plan stalls. State governments across the nation are likely to dominate the emerging U.S. carbon market in 2010 amid doubts that Congress will pass an emissions trading law this year. While cap and trade legislation, which will create carbon dioxide permits, you get permits. State, local, federal, international, all these new taxing authorities that companies could buy and sell is stalled in the U.S. Senate. A group of Northeastern states already has a carbon market, and two more regional programs in the Midwest and West plan to follow suit. Austin, Texas. Then they'll take all the derivatives money they make, scam everybody, use that to buy up more land, and then when they pop that bubble, they'll have you bail them out. Again, the Austin is run by a group of criminals that under SOS stole tens of thousands of acres, said it was for environmental biospheres, then turned it around and sold it to themselves for pennies on the dollar, built hotels, apartments, everything else. I mean, they own their own banks. It's just a giant swindle, and they love it. Just like the insurance plan was the health care was a big scam, and the bailout, and the flu, and everything else is a scam. Regional level carbon trading is where the action is going to be this year. Bill Becker, executive director of the National Association of Clean Air Agencies, which represents state and local environmental regulators, said in an interview, see, this is their battle plan. Take over the states. They were always going with this plan, international, national, and local. Under cap and trade, the government issued a limits number of permits, also called allowances, each carrying the right to emit 1 ton of carbon dioxide. Humans put out 1.5 pounds on average a day. You will be taxed. A carbon ration openly being announced. Now remember, this has been proven to be an absolute complete fraud. Carbon dioxide is what plants breathe. It's what humans exhale. It's been proven from their own internal emails at the UN. They know it's a fraud. It's a tax to the IMF and World Bank. They know it's a fraud, so on this fraud, they're trying to take over the major cities in the East, in Texas, in California, and the first city to try to ram through an environmentalist dictatorship is Austin, Texas. All you brainwashed hippies are useful idiots. Wake up and realize the scam before it's too late, you morons. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
It's simple. International banks come in, take over your country, buy off your Congress, your parliaments, your state legislatures, have massive taxes paid to them, then they take that money and they come in and buy off your legislatures further, have them enact laws to put toll roads on all your major roads, have private companies the banks finance and own and control get the money from the toll roads. They then take that money, buy off more existing roads. They have the states and the feds build new roads with taxpayer money, which are then given to them. They get the profit from that. We've been fighting the North American Union, the NAFTA superhighways, the Trans-Texas Corridor. They come in, they shut down your plants, shut down your coal plants, make you take overpriced wind power systems, overpriced solar powered systems. The federal government taxes you, sends back about 30 cents on the dollar to the state, saying you must spend this money on, quote, green renewable energy. They tell you what companies you must buy it from. Al Gore, George Soros, Rockefeller, Rothschild, Pachauri controlled. And that's just how the scam works. An organized economy by them for their profit and for their control. And so, yes, we shot down a lot of the Copenhagen operation. But they're not stopping. And we've got to go to every city council. You've got to go to the citizens' communications, the county commissioners, your legislatures, and say, no, you can't do this. Here's the Austin American Statesman. Energy plan comes to city council as legislature plans review. Proposal to add more renewable energy to be presented. And then you read, it sounds reasonable. Oh, more renewable energy. All it is shutting down the power plants, as they've said in their actual press releases. $2.6 billion in Austin alone just to put in the systems and then all the new taxes and costs. Robbing you. Completely criminal. As the shops and stores and factories and businesses shut down everywhere. As Detroit implodes. As the Depression accelerates. This is their answer. Take over the states. Take over the cities. It is outrageously criminal what is going on. I want to play a clip now of Obama being laughed at. It's a brief clip, and the Republicans and some of the Democrats laugh at him when he says the science is settled and that we know man-made global warming is real. My son plays a little history online game called Brain Pop. And in there they say it's wrong to hunt. They say it's wrong to collect butterflies, that the polar bears are dying. It's literally a bunch of deception. And this is what's in the textbooks. This is everywhere. Just 24/7 brainwashing. As the system says that no one questions it. It's an absolute scientific fact, as in every case, the UN has been caught with big corporations and the oil companies who want this new taxing system. They want to charge you more for fuel because they themselves are owned by the big banks that get the tax money, as it's proven that it's all a premeditated fraud. Here is Obama from a State of the Union.
I know that there are those who disagree with the overwhelming scientific evidence on climate change. But
there he is being laughed at. And then Pelosi and Biden behind him laugh too, so that viewers just think it's all a joke about something. You know, they just laugh along with him. But here's the deal. They can't pass it to the Senate. They couldn't pass it internationally by treaty. So he's just ordered the EPA criminally to declare carbon dioxide that plants breathe, that plants live off of, that humans exhale, as a toxic waste. And they're going to come into Austin and shut down your jobs and shut down, and this is happening all over the country. It is a criminal fraud. These people are criminals. There's open discussions of indicting Geithner, open discussions of indictments of Pachauri, open discussion. People know it's criminal. I'm not the only one pointing out this is criminal. It came out in a bunch of mainstream papers that the main climate UN facility at East Anglia, London, East Anglia, England, is in deep trouble and criminally blocked the release of their files. This is a criminal enterprise to shut down and take control of your resources and to decide who can have a business and who has what taxes put on them. A total takeover, and they're not stopping. We're having victories, but they're still moving forward. And if we stand up and fight them, we can beat them. Big report on this coming up from Paul Watson. Now, I haven't even gotten to all the top stories. Stay with us. We'll cover them after this quick break right here on GCN, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Yes, we rallied the troops and annihilated Copenhagen. The hoax that man is evil and the carbon dioxide that we exhale is a toxic chemical weapon is imploding. But the enemy has invested hundreds of billions of dollars conservatively in this fraud, in this brainwashing operation, and they're not going to back off. We're winning the fight, but we've got to continue the fight. It's, you know, it's like halftime, and we're 21 points ahead of the enemy. But they've got a whole nother half coming up, and they're coming out of their dugout. They're coming out of their locker room ready for war. The empire is striking back. T-minus 30 minutes, Paul Watson tells me, on this key article exposing the local takeover of government. And it's completely illegal under federal and state law. They openly announced Austin has sister cities in the UN. Austin gets awards from the UN, as well as other cities falling under this control. And Schwarzenegger, that evil tyrant, that usurper, that outlander, is just out of control. All right, massive key info here in just a moment. We are carrying more and more books, more and more videos, discounted out of the gates at the online video bookstore / Patriot Apparel store at InfoWars.com. You can also write to us or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Tex Mars has put out several big coffee table books that are so informative. He sent me a pre-copy about a month ago before it was out, and I couldn't put it down. It's called Conspiracy World. It's a big coffee table book, full of photos, very easy read, great to wake people up. It covers every subject under the sun. It's an encyclopedia on over 100 subjects. You name it, this covers it. This is a great gift to give people, a great coffee table book, great to give your friends and family if you want to wake them up. Sure, you know about the New World Order. A lot of you know more than I do, but your friends, your family, your neighbors don't. We have it discounted out of the gates at InfoWars.com. This just came out. We just got this 2 days ago. We have it ready to ship. Conspiracy World, giant coffee table book. And most people are selling it for $35. It's $24.95 at InfoWars.com. Also, you can pre-order How Weed Won the West. And we're making a new trailer for this today. I've been involved in consulting, but the current trailer, I don't think really telegraphs what the film covers. This is about states' rights. This is about how the government wants to keep drugs illegal, especially marijuana, because they are laundering the money from the illegal sale of drugs. And that when you decriminalize, just like when they decriminalized alcohol and prohibition, you have less alcoholism. The mafia doesn't get the money. The police aren't as corrupt. That's when they made a bunch of drugs illegals when they lost alcohol prohibition in 1930. So again, ladies and gentlemen, How Weed Won the West, get it first, out of the gates, pre-order it. It ships the 15th of February, 16, 17 days from now. Pre-order at InfoWars.com. We've also got scores of combos and specials where you can get a free T-shirt when you order a video, or buy one video, get the next video half priced. We've got deals where you can get Loose Change Final Cut for $5 a piece. That's in the hard case. You can't beat that. We have slashed prices down to absolutely nothing to get the word out at InfoWars.com. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549. That's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And your purchase of the books, the videos, the materials gets the word out. It was very exciting at that gun rally on Monday to see around 80% of the people wearing Obama Joker shirts, InfoWars.com shirts. That's how you meet like-minded people when you're on the street. That's how, when you go to the restaurant or the bar or to work or to church, you meet like-minded people. The Don't Tread on Me shirts. We've got close to 100 T-shirts now. We just added a bunch of new designs, and your purchase of the T-shirts also makes this radio broadcast possible. Bumper stickers, Constitution, citizen rule books, all available. Every order, by the way, gets a free one of those and free bumper stickers. InfoWars.com. And don't forget, a $5.95 membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. All 24 of my films get to watch the live streaming video of the radio show. We're doing 3 hours today. $5.95, PrisonPlanet.tv. And again, I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. You have made so much of what we do here possible. Okay. We got Dean Haglund coming up in studio. We got Bob Chapman coming up. We got Dr. Tim Ball. It's all coming up today. But I want to now blitz through the news. Finishing up this hour with the discussion we've been having about the international crime syndicate, the banks, setting up neo-feudalism, literally deciding who can have a business, who can't, a whole new grid of taxes and bureaucrats and inspectors and control, and how we're fighting it. Meanwhile, they have this newest ridiculous propaganda. I told you a few months ago that Obama's approval rating was plunging in freefall, and that as soon as they reintroduced more fake bin Laden videos and audios and some fake staged terror attacks, that would herald the preparation for Obama to start mimicking Bush with the police state. And he's been continuing the secret arrest, the torture, the rendition, expanding the wars. Right on time, the staged underwear bombing. Clearly staged, proven in triplicate. Right on time, the naked body scanners. Right on time, Obama says Al-Qaeda is going to hit us. It's going to be bigger than 9/11. The Pentagon says we'll have to have martial law for your safety. Then they start putting out fake bin Laden tapes every week. He put out one 2 weeks ago. They put out a new one yesterday, and this is so asinine. The Associated Press runs the deceptive headline, Bin Laden blasts U.S. for climate change. And the last line of this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 paragraph article, no journalistic integrity, total fraud. A high school newspaper wouldn't allow this. But the AP does it. The new message, whose authenticity could not immediately be confirmed, comes after a Bin Laden tape released last week, which they said was unconfirmed. Now they just slip it in. Oh, they don't say it was confirmed. They just say another Bin Laden tape. So that's deceptive right there. This is the worst journalism you can imagine. The new message, whose authenticity could not immediately be confirmed, comes after Bin Laden tape released last week in which he endorsed a failed attempt to blow up an American airline on Christmas Day. They release these on message boards. And every time linguists in major universities listen to the recordings, they've said over and over again, it isn't the same dialect, it isn't Bin Laden. They can take real audio videotapes of him. They've created a voice print identification key that's 100%, and they test the new tapes against the voice print. It won't unlock the voice key, but it's worse. Linguists listen, and over again, it's every tape is a different voice, a different dialect. Some, they say, are someone from Saudi Arabia, someone from Italy, someone from Central Europe, someone from North America, U.S. or Canada. Faking. It isn't even a real Arab. It isn't even the same dialect. That'd be like if somebody put out a tape, and people that know how to listen to it in English, if they put out a fake Alex Jones tape, and on the tape it was, I am Alex Jones. I am going to get you. I am going to carry out attacks. And then they put it out, and people that are from Texas, linguists, people that understand dialect, listen to it, and they go, well, that isn't even someone from the Middle East. This is completely fake. That's how dumb they think you are. People that know the dialect and know Bin Laden's speech inflections listen to it, and it isn't even close. And they admit it's fake. I mean, this is so outrageous, so unbelievably ridiculous on its face. But in the first 7 paragraphs, it's Bin Laden's going to get us. And Bin Laden's upset about the evil carbon dioxide. And he's going to attack us because we won't go along with the carbon tax. Even terrorists know the right thing to do. This admitted CIA asset, dead for at least 8 years, according to mainstream media reports, totally, it is a joke of jokes of jokes. Bin Laden blasts U.S. for climate change. Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden has called for the world to boycott American goods and the U.S. dollar, blaming the United States and other industrialized countries for global warming, according to a new audio tape released Friday. Oh my gosh. In the tape, broadcast in part on Al Jazeera television, Bin Laden warned of the dangers of climate change and says that the way to stop it is to bring the wheels of American economy to a halt, which is what the climate legislation would do, which is what the banks want, the UN wants, and Maurice Strong wants. He blamed Western industrialized nations for hunger, deforestation, and floods across the globe. Yeah, they're now saying the earthquake, not just Danny Glover, but the UN is saying the earthquake was caused by it. I mean, no one in any scientific field says that the atmosphere causes earthquakes. They don't care. They're teaching it to school kids right now. I've got confirmed reports we covered yesterday and the day before where they're now teaching that the earthquake happened because you won't pay taxes to George Soros. I mean, this is a joke of a joke of a fraud. I mean, it's like them teaching school kids that polar bears can't swim and are all dying when their numbers are exploding. I mean, it's a fact their numbers are exploding. But they think you're so stupid. They think you're dumber than dirt. They think you are complete morons. Why not? Almost everybody Mark Dice talked to in San Diego read a petition to ban free speech in the First Amendment. And he said, shut up everyone that criticizes Obama. It was clear. And they said, yes, sir. And let's shut down your jobs. Oh, yes. And tax me. Tax me more. I'm an idiot. We've got to reach out to these idiots. These idiot fake right-wingers that think there are all these real terrorists that want to attack us. These idiot leftists that think in Austin the city council's stealing property and then openly giving it to former mayors. I mean, it's just lawless criminality out in the open. What do you expect is going to happen when you let these kind of things go on? What do you expect, people? Grow up! We've got so many new listeners. I'm talking to the new people listening that think this show's a joke. And at the end, they say the whole time it's really bin Laden with no attribution where it came from. They're just training you. And at the end, they say, oh, we have no idea this is even real. I mean, I could literally read Arabic in some fake message and put it out, but I guarantee you they would come arrest me. But I could do it just to illustrate. They find some law. Like the guy 5 years ago that did the fake beheading in his garage in San Francisco to illustrate how stupid it is. The media ran with that. Oh, look, a new beheading. There is no end to it. 10 years ago, they didn't have AP reports like this. Again, journalism in high school is better than this. I mean, I could literally sit here and go, this is Osama bin Laden. I am speaking to you in English. Do whatever Ben Bernanke says, or I will send space aliens to get you. I mean, is there nothing people won't buy? Is there nothing? Okay, getting into the banking scam. You know the bad news. You know that Ben Bernanke was reconfirmed to the chairmanship of the Federal Reserve. Chuckie Schumer said, because he did such a great job, and so he can save our economy. Oh, yes. After they terrorized the public in October of 2008, saying, give us all these new funds, give us unlimited trillions, or there'll be a depression, and then the economy plunged. That's financial terrorism. Totally illegal. Insider trading. Total manipulation of markets out in the open. But that's okay, because I don't want him to just be shunned and just be thrown under the bus. We want his bosses to go to prison. And Geithner is in trouble. And there are calls for him to resign, and it will only get worse as the economy gets worse. Meanwhile, Paulson in testimony, we've got this coming up later in the broadcast. Paulson in testimony, I sent you guys that video of Paulson. Do you have it where he said the Russians were planning? Do you have the Paulson video I sent you where they said that the Russians were planning to drive down our economy, and that's why they had to have the banker bailout? It was the evil Russians. It wasn't the bankers. It wasn't J.P. Morgan. It wasn't Goldman Sachs. If you don't have that, I sent you the article in the video. Okay, good, because I want to play that later. But here is the big news. Here is the big story. This is on PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Go there now. Get this article. Get it out to everyone, because what does New York Mayor Bloomberg have to say? Headline, Bloomberg, there may be a secret banking cabal that does run the world after all. He's now given an interview to his own publication, Bloomberg. See, we have forced them to admit all this is real, and now he's getting ready to run for president. He understands people know the real enemy is the banks, and so Bloomberg, funded by these people, is going to play games like Glenn Beck and Governor Perry and claim he's a patriot. Hey, at least he's admitting it. That goes a long way to identifying the real government, because they may fool us another time with Bloomberg coming up. They know people don't want Republicans or Democrats. He may run for president as an independent. Because now it will be openly discussed that the real government is the banks. Bloomberg, maybe a secret banking cabal does run the world after all. In another measure of how what the establishment labels conspiracy theory is quickly becoming mainstream, Bloomberg News carries a story today acknowledging that those derided as crazy for warning that the world is run by secret banking cabal have largely been proven right in the light of the AIG cover-up. Well, I mean, how many leaders of the Republican Democratic Party in Congress, countless, have said the banks run America? I mean, they are the economy. They're stealing everything. They're parasites. It's like a 10-pound dog dragging a 30-pound tick around. But the tick owns the television and the media and tells you how much you need him. The idea of a this is a quote from Bloomberg. The idea of a secret banking cabal that controls the country and global economy are given among conspiracy theories who stockpile ammo, bottled water, and peanut butter. After this week's congressional hearing into the bailout of American International Group, Inc., you have to wonder if these folks are crazy after all. That's from Bloomberg. From Bloomberg Publication. What do you mean? It's not secret. They're openly announcing world government. The UN's openly announcing it. We're just reporting the facts.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the first time ever, the makers of Alpine Air Foods have approved an incredible sale with savings only available through ReadyMade Resources. For a limited time, save 25% off all cases of freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air. Yes, 25% off on case lots only of Alpine Air Foods. Only available at ReadyMadeResources.com. Mix and match as much as you want to best suit your needs. But hurry! This 25% off sale on Alpine Air freeze-dried foods is only until January 30th and only from ReadyMadeResources.com. Quality Alpine Air freeze-dried foods have a 10-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this sale on Alpine Air Foods is over today. Hurry, go to ReadyMadeResources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Alpine Air Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to ReadyMadeResources.com. Hurry, sale ends today at ReadyMade Resources.
Folks around the world, their enemy isn't Catholics, it isn't black people, it isn't Chinese, it isn't Jews, it isn't Buddhist, it isn't Christians. It's the bankers, it's the money changers, it's the new world order, it's the system. And we can all agree with this mantling, this parasite system that has bought off governments and given itself the power to create unlimited fiat currency and credit to take over our society. They've already created thousands and thousands of times more money than there is assets in the world. That's conservative. Hundreds of times the total GDP and complete assets. Some estimates are in the thousands. And so now they want to use fake environmentalism to take over your life. Now they want to use that to shut down everything, to bankrupt you so they can have an organized neo-feudalistic society. And I wanted to play this clip of Dick Morris in front of Sean Hannity, who's done more than anybody in fake right-wing conservative media to say there's no such thing as a new world order, global government, and that the Federal Reserve isn't private. And boy, he turned red when Dick Morris told the truth. Play that clip.
There is a big thing that's going to happen in London at this G20, and then they're hiding it, they're camouflaging it, they're not talking about it. Coordination of international regulation. What they are going to do is to put our Fed and our SEC under the control, in effect, of the IMF.
Oh, come on. They're you believe they'll do this?
That's what was in the draft agenda. They call it coordination of regulation. What it really is putting the American economy under international regulation.
Yeah.
And those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy theories.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Yeah, well, when Geithner, when Geithner said he would be open to the idea of a global currency last week, those conspiracy people had said and suggested that for years.
Right.
You're not wrong.
And you know, it's what they always do at these conferences is they have the center show is here, and the side show they don't want you to pay attention to.
Right.
The center show is the size of the stimulus package.
Yeah.
The real show is international regulation of the financial institutions, which is going to happen under the IMF control. And remember, the IMF is run by Europeans, and the World Bank by Americans.
Let me ask you this, because we got the G20 summit this week, and by the end of the week, folks, you're going to see the police and the clubbings and the beatings and the tear gas. It's all coming as it already started. All right. His polls are dropping somewhat dramatically. We touched on it a little bit last week. So politically, as we look, as we begin the broader battle budget.
I played that clip because I wanted to just remind you, all these years while they were building the global government, setting up the system, bankrupting the states, overrunning the nation with illegals to further bankrupt it, and create a voting block they can use to vote for unconstitutional measures, they were there stalling you, stalling me, saying it doesn't exist, doesn't exist. This is their favorite tactic. Remember 3 years ago when I had the heir to the Rothschild fortune on? He was promoting a book. We called up, got their publisher to get him on. Remember? And he said, there's no plan for the tax. There's no such thing as cap and trade. He owned the main bank 2 years before that, setting it up. He knew all about it. But he had such contempt and hatred for you that David Rothschild, who's now on television calling for global governance and global taxes, told you it didn't exist. Now that they were given the green light to go completely public, he comes right out in the open and calls for global governance on Bloomberg a month ago at Copenhagen. It's the same thing. Sean Hannity, Limbaugh, all of them. There's no new world order. It doesn't exist. I heard Beck 8 years ago saying that. Now they admit it exists, but don't worry. The Republicans will save you from it. No, they'll stall you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.